Good practice today. You know, any chance you get back to get back on the field and get going again, even the competitive periods that we had against each other, I think it's good for this team. So, but practice went really well, very competitive.
What was your message to the team this morning?
Well, sweep the corners. You know, we you know, in a room, you got to go and dig in the deep corners and do everything. It's easy to bring all the dirt into the middle, you know, and you know, you got to go into the corners and dig out to find out. And it's really a message about doing the little things. You know, we got to do the little things, whether it's penalties, critical plays in critical situations, but just more consistent play.
Do you sense frustration for many of the veterans that have been around here for a while?
Well, yeah, frustration that we didn't play as well as we anticipated, that frustration.
Blake said that it's easy when you go into to kind of, as a player, kind of in the back of your mind, close up shop and give up. But he said this team doesn't fit that mentality. Do you feel the same way?
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, this team's far away from that mindset. They're frustrated because we went out there and we thought we were going to play better than we did, and we didn't play as well. And now we got to come back and get that right. And I told you, this team, you know, and Blake's a leader. His mindset, you know, permeates through the locker room, and but they've taken on that personality, and that's why we had a really good practice again today.
How much self-scouting can you do this time of year? Is it hard to do that and get ready for an opponent?
No.
How does that affect?
No, self-scout?
Yeah.
No, we can look at that. We do that every week.
How has that been? Has it been any different based on getting down 35-0 as far as what you thought you knew about your guys?
And are you talking about self-scout? Offensive calls, defensive calls in certain situations?
On both sides of the ball.
Yeah. So we'll look at, like, what are we doing on third down? What are we doing in red zone? What are we doing in 2 minute? What are we doing in all the situations? What are our calls? First and second down, certain situation, areas of the field, just to see if there's any tendencies we have or if we're giving the other team any tendencies. So it's more of those situations, what's working for us, what's not working for us.
Coach, how important is it to get the run game going Sunday?
Very important. I mean, we got to be stubborn on that. We've got to find a way to get that going. And, you know, last week we got behind, and, you know, I think that we tried to make things happen in the passing game. We came out in the second half and tried to establish the run again. But, you know, we just need to, you know, stay more convicted to it. We've had success running the ball. The yards per attempt or yards per carry with like a guy like TJ is up there pretty decent. But we just need to be in a position where we can consistently run the ball to set up the play passes.
Every move around today?
He did pretty good. I don't know where he is right now, but just what I saw out there today, he was moving around pretty good.
Did you feel like the team needed an extra boost from you today when in your sweep?
Well, I don't know. I mean, every day we meet. You know, we have a team meeting and talk about specific things that we're targeting, specific areas that we're working on that needs improvement, or what's our mindset going in this practice. So that part was no different. We always have real conversations in the team meeting.
If Beecham isn't able to go, would this be a situation where you'd move Luke outside and maybe move Shadley up?
Yeah, we'll see how those things all come together. You know, with Beecham, I know they said it was good today, so we'll just find out. And I mean, we'll have plan A, plan B, plan C based on what we find out.
What was your evaluation of Dwayne Gratz against the Chargers?
You know what? Gratzi did good. He did, if you take for the most part overall in the game, he did a nice job filling in for us. I think that he's really learned the nickel spot. The challenge for him is it's got to be all every play. Every play. There's a couple plays where he'd like to have back, but that's like everybody, you know, in a game. When I talk about busts, if you go through any NFL team on offense and defense, there's going to be busts. You know, maybe coaches or players don't talk about it, but you see it when guys are left wide open on the field. Those things happen. But we have a tendency to have them at times at critical times, you know, where we can get off the field or we can make plays. And, you know, we had three of them this week.
Who played left tackle today? In practice?
We just mixed it up some.
Was Jokel one of those guys that took some reps?
We had him there, and right. Patrick was there. So, but, I mean, we were trying to move guys around, too, on service teams, so sure. Multiple guys.
How has Jared Wilson picked up strong safety if he has to be used there this week?
In case Sip is down, you're saying?
Yeah,
I really like him. I really like him. He's really instinctive. Listen, he came in as a free agent, learned free safety and strong safety, and knows them very well. He's very instinctive. If he has to play, if he's in that situation, I think we're all pretty confident in him.
It's just a couple of games, but do you change up anything as far as your approach to the team, or maybe even with the way you're not starting fast, any of that thing? Is there anything you do differently?
Well, you always look at it, you know. You always look and try to, you know, say, all right, what can we do where, you know, some people say, well, the penalties are a lack of discipline. Well, last year we were number one in the league, I think, in the fewest amount of penalties. And the year before that, I think we were number three in the league in fewest amount of penalties. And our approach has been the same in how we handle penalties. And this year we have some foolish ones that are coming up to bite us in critical situations. So that's been addressed, that, you know, how we look at that. And that's part of sweeping the corners. You know, we've got to do the little things right because that's a big part of it. So I think that you look at things that need to be changed and say, hey, you know, what's that insanity definition?
Yeah.
You know, repeat it over and over again, expect different results. We want to make sure we're not doing that. But we're going to stay the course. We believe in this process. We believe in it. We had a game where we did not show up. We did not play up to our capabilities. And that's the truth. Now let's get back going and play like we're capable of playing.
You obviously didn't see that coming. So what's your level of trepidation moving forward that's always something that could be out there, a performance like that?
Well, that's out there every game. You know, I mean, New England had it against Kansas City 2 years ago. Houston had it last year. I mean, it's across the league. There's games that if you don't come in ready to go, it doesn't matter who you're playing. So I don't think that you go into the game saying, boy, this was – no, I didn't anticipate. But you know every game those things can happen. You know, that's why it's so important every play, every rep that you stay on. You have to play that way. You can't go, well, I played 58 plays good, two, I took a break. Not in this league. You can't do that. You know, so that's the part that the last thing I'd always talk about with our guys is attitude. Your approach to the game and how you go out there and compete every play. That's a grind, and you have to have that mindset to play at this level every play and to play well.
Ever been a part of a finish like last year's game against Baltimore before? The untimed down and field goal, how wacky that was?
Yeah, one other time, the Seattle Green Bay.
Oh, with the scab officials.
Yeah.
replacement officials.
Yeah. That's your call.
That yeah, that's my work. The ending there with the face mask, was it just sort of surreal how that game ended? And how crazy the ending was.
Yeah, I just remember. I mean, there's calls that go for you and go against you in a game, and you know we end up winning. I just have another opportunity, and you know it was a great game. But you know now it's on this year. We didn't really even talk much about it. You know, our whole mindset is on today. This team really got to be on today, and you know the next few days what's approaching.
Did you change anything in regards to the penalties this week?
Just that emphasis, what we talked about, you know, and we've gone through it with the players and, you know, we've talked about it. It's, it's when you look at offensive penalties, we had three offensive penalties. But, you know, we're starting, whether field position, returning the kickoffs, or for whatever reason, we have a lot of times where we're starting inside the 20. And it's inside the 20 and first and 20. That's hard for us offensively. We have not shown that we can consistently overcome that. And sometimes we press, sometimes we try to challenge ourselves and try to do too much. And some things have happened to us that put us in difficult situations. So that's why we talk about tempo, on schedule, first and 10, second and 5, third down. You know, take some shots when needed. But we need to stay in that rhythm. And it's everybody's involved, special teams as well.
Go ahead, Mike.
I think there's been some times in the past where you said maybe Blake has tried to do too much. He said he hasn't played well the first two games. Do you worry about him maybe trying to do too much again in this week or the weeks coming forward?
No, I think that's the challenge is you feel like it's on your shoulders, and it's not. You know, we in all areas, we need to step it up. You know, I think this – you look at there's the first game, which was disappointing because we were so close, and there were some things there in that game that we felt like, it, you know, somewhere in the game could have changed the outcome, you know. But this last game, that was different, and that's why sometimes speed bumps happen during the season. It's not okay, but if this takes us to better places, then you know at least we can hang our hat on that. And that's what I'm really looking for this week, is to come out here. This is a really good team. Baltimore's a good team. They're 2-0 for a reason. Good quarterback. They've got good skill positions. They like to run the ball on offense. Their defense is playing outstanding. That's the truth right there with that team. But it's about us this week and how we come back and how do we handle getting punched in the mouth and how do we respond to play at a high level.
How much do they attack down the field with their passing?
They're known for their shots.
What else do they do well on offense?
Well, they're committed to try to run the ball. If they have a chance, they got good speed receivers on the perimeter, so they try to get it in their hands. They'll use the quick game, and they'll do intermediate routes, but they'll also try to take their chances on quick scores.
Has that rotation helped Brissett a little bit, gain some momentum as a game?
Yeah, I mean, they're different styles of running backs now, but Forsett is very, very patient, very patient. So, I mean, he's 2 yards, 3 yards, 2 yards, 12. 2 yards, 3 yards, and just because of his patience. And then next thing you know, he can pile them up. So we've seen games where they've had 190 yards rushing and games where they have below 100, but they're committed to run the ball.
Is it interesting to watch a guy like Steve Smith, who, 37, can still be effective?
Yeah, I've seen him a lot now, big times at Tampa, when he was at Carolina. So to watch him on tape, he is a beast, man. He is. He is so competitive and so strong in his mindset. And when he plays angry, he's tough to deal with. He is but one of the most competitive guys I've seen on tape, and he still plays with that.
So what do you challenge? Do you challenge Jalen with that? Because he's going to get him sometimes. You say, hey, look, this is an angry guy, and it's going to be
– when I say angry, he just plays extremely competitive. So, yeah, whoever's on his side or whoever, because he'll line up all over the place now. We can't guarantee who's on him. So, as far as that's concerned. But I think that you just got to know. But we watch every player. Corners, they watch all the matchups and, try to get a style of how they run routes and the concepts they run. So I think they're pretty well aware of it.
Obviously, they have different philosophies and techniques, but is there an advantage to playing in three-four defenses in this stretch? I think you play four in a row.
It keeps your running rules pretty similar. Based on their coverages, you might change some things up, how you block on the perimeter. But what you see up front, now some teams are 3-4, but they have more movement, more pressure out of those movements. Others are more static. So, but your base principles hold true.